This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we got Warriors basketball tonight at 5 o'clock. Remember when we used the phrase defending champions and it always meant the Warriors? Not tonight.
Now, why do you got to take a shot like that?
What do you mean? This is going to be a tough game for the boys.
For the defending champions?
No, for the Warriors.
Well, that's not what you were saying before the show. You know, you were actually saying the reason why the Warriors, and I'm putting words in your mouth because that's what you do to other people, the reason why the Warriors have a chance tonight is because it's a letdown game for the Thunder.
And they're banged up a little bit, the Thunder.
Well, so are the Warriors.
No, they're not.
We just got news.
Go ahead, you do it.
Al Horford's unavailable tonight. He's going to be available for tomorrow's game against the Spurs.
Oh, good.
So the Warriors are shorthanded.
Okay.
He just had his coming out party, knocking down threes, couple blocks against the Pacers.
Right.
Come on, Steiny.
There's your next manager of the San Francisco Giants. Bruce Bochy. Seriously.
Okay, that would actually... Call. Well,
right.
Yeah. Tongue in cheek, but that would... Tony Vitello seems like a very confident man. All I'm going to say is this.
I say he's an idiot.
That's a four. I would be uneasy. What? You bring back the same year you hire me to lead your franchise. You bring back as a special advisor the guy who's responsible, large in part, for the dynasty that the Giants were. That would make me feel uneasy.
Oh. I think you're not giving Vitello enough credit for how secure he is. Well, Bochy doesn't want to manage again.
He was secure in Knoxville.
The rigors of the travel. Bochy doesn't want that.
Yeah, he just... You know what, Tony? You manage the road games. I'll manage the home games.
I'm trying to think who... Well, that's what Tom Tolbert and Jim Barnett did for a while. Jim would take the away games. And Tom would take the home games.
Oh, for the broadcast. Yeah,
for sure. So the Warriors play the Thunder tonight. They're 6-5, and we got C.J. Watson coming up in 5 minutes, former Golden State Warrior back in the day, 10-year NBA veteran. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the NBA season. But the Warriors, the question to me remains the same. Do they look like a team that can win enough regular season games so that they don't have to come into the playoffs as a play-in team or a low seed? And if that's the goal of this season, then the season's not off to a great start.
No, they're a little behind the eight ball. But it really just comes down to one or two games that they coughed up. Like, Steiny, if they had beaten Indiana the first time.
Right.
And instead of, what are they right now?
6-5.
They were 7-4.
That'd be better.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about a game.
We're feeling bad about one game.
Well, Milwaukee also.
But I thought you said that Milwaukee played their ass off in that game.
That's me. I'm talking about Warrior fans. I'm more realistic than most Warrior fans. And I'll be honest with you. This schedule has gotten me to be a little more lenient on them at this time of year. That's kind of you. Well, I mean, without looking at the schedule.
Drilling them over the weekend.
Because I don't look at the schedule.
Bringing down the hammer. Sonny, by the end of this road trip, they'll have played 5 back-to-backs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying, Evan. You got to listen. Before the season started, I was like, they got to get off to a good start. And I didn't look at the schedule to the degree that I needed to. But I would have said, thanks, Bonte, actually, it's going to be really hard for him to get off to a good start. Although maybe they should be 8-3 right now, but
They could be.
No, but they're 6-5. Let me ask you this:
they also could have won the Sacramento game. I mean, there's been a few games that have been gettable that they haven't gotten, and I think it's been a result of how jam-packed things have been early, combined with the age of their stars. I mean, they're 1-2 in the games that Curry missed, and they're, 5-3 in the games he's played? You know, Butler's missed. They're like the Niners. They're trying to survive right now. I think they put a false expectation of what was supposed to happen at the beginning of this year based on, their messaging and also how well they did last year. Okay, let me ask you this. So they started 12-4 last year?
12-3.
I'll bet you right now that by 30 games into the season, they will be better than 500, which is what they were last year at the 30-game mark.
They were 15-15?
They were 15-15. They were spotted at 12-3 by going 3-12.
Oh, man.
Bet me.
I'm not going to bet you, but... I mean, it's possible they could really have a bad road trip here.
It is, but they just got to survive.
I'm not taking that bet. I think because it's not a sure thing.
I also don't really know. A lot of people are better at looking ahead at the schedule than I am and seeing where it softens. I don't know when it does. I'm just assuming that it will soften at some point. Because you're right. It's been hell out of the gates for them.
It really has. And, now they go on a 6-game road trip. At least Curry's playing.
Well, according to you, there's a brilliant basketball mind available if the Warriors want to bring him in as an advisor. Nico Harrison.
Hey, all I'm saying with Nico Harrison...
he's got vision. He could see the things that nobody could.
When Dallas does win it, will you apologize to Nico Harrison?
When they win what?
When they win a title.
When they win a play-in game?
When they win a title.
When are they going to win a title?
Don't let Kyrie Irving come back and be Kyrie Irving.
Steiny, they're going to be 15 games under 500 by the time that Kyrie comes back.
Let me tell you about a team called We Believe. It can be done. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount+ all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And here's my question, especially in light of the last few games. Are we still married to a starting lineup that includes Curry, Butler, Kuminga, Draymond? Are we still committed to that with a fifth starter, whoever it is?
Post
or Moody, if you go with Draymond at 5.
Well, I don't think they want to do that. So I think Post is going to be their starter until he's too bad and they don't want to do it. I don't think
I'm beating around the bush. Is Kuminga going to stay in the starting lineup?
I don't think they're married to it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think Kerr is married to Kuminga starting. And it's as much about. I think Moody playing there, but their second unit is just not very good. And that's actually what's been on display. Like, the past few games that Curry has missed has exposed just how this depth, all the depth that we've been talking about, are they deep or do they just have a lot of mediocre players? They have a lot of those guys that could step in and kind of do the same thing that someone else does.
I think they're deep, but their talent is middle of the pack deep.
Well, we're about to see a pretty deep team tonight in OKC who's missing two starters.
Oh, no doubt about it. But you bring up a very interesting point, and it's, if we've got to load manage, then your depth better be good depth. You're right. And I'm kind of with you. When, you know, that second unit, when it only gets to play with a starter, they've struggled. Like, they've struggled. And to me, I do think Kuminga eventually will come off the bench. Just to start him, or the reason I want him to, well, not I want him, I don't really care, I just think it would be better for the team, is when he gets his first playing time of the night, he's going to be able to come in to a game without Jimmy Butler in it. And I just think when he starts with Jimmy Butler and Curry, it's nice, but it's not a necessity. And as much as Kuminga is trying to do the right thing, he is sacrificing a touch of aggressiveness when he's got to play with those guys. So I think you got to find a way to bring Kuminga off the bench, but give him more offensive responsibility during those times when the other guy or two aren't in the game.
Yeah, I don't think his minutes change, like the total amount of minutes change, but it's about having somebody that can make something happen at all times. And Jimmy Butler, well, this is the other thing too that I took away from watching the last three games about Steph, is when Curry's not playing, God love Pajemski and Spencer, Jimmy Butler is your point guard. Like, Jimmy Butler is the guy that should have the ball the majority of the time because he's the only guy that takes care of it. He's the only dude that values the basketball, even sometimes when Steph is on the floor on the team. And when Curry ain't there, it is really hard for them to not just fumble stuff away. I mean, Draymond Green throws the ball over, it feels like, three or four times a game. Pods will do it. Kuminga has turnovers. Even Moody sometimes. Like, guys just don't value the basketball on this team enough outside of Jimmy Butler. So I think having him in the game, along with staggering it with Kuminga, pardon me, that's just how they're going to have to play this stretch where if they don't have a superstar. Like, I think Kuminga's the only guy that can make stuff happen for him.
Outside of
Curry and Jimmy.
Yeah, and that's why, to me, they're going to have to figure out, as much as Kuminga, you know, wants to be a starter, I like him with playing with just one or the other, not the three of them together. And I'm talking about Butler, Curry, and Kuminga. All right, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in C.J. Watson, former Golden State Warrior, and he played 10 years in the NBA, the founder of the Quiet Storm Foundation. You can check that out at quietstormfoundation.org. What's going on, C.J.? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. And my first question is, you know, teams have played about 10 games right now, and you know, you look and you say, "Boy, the Lakers look great, and Dallas doesn't look good, and well, the Warriors are off to a mediocre start." How many games into an NBA season do you feel it takes to get a real feel for a certain team and what they might do over the course of an entire season?
I think it takes about at least 15 to 20 games, because you'll see between those 20 games, like, you're probably making a rotation by then, guys, another minute, guys, hopefully know their roles and be secure in their roles. But I think at least 20 games to succeed. So right now the Warriors are kind of, obviously, like you said, they're mediocre, but who knows, you know, what happens throughout the stretch. A lot of injuries have happened, so guys getting out of the lineup, so that kind of stuff happens early.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station.
CJ, looking at the Warriors so far at the beginning of the year, I mean, we kind of learn this fact every single season, but early on, Curry's kind of the guy that makes everything go. You know, how much are you looking at the rest of the roster right now as being up to par? Like, where did you think the Warriors were coming into this season, and have you, I guess, reconsidered, you know, how far you think the Warriors could go, how good they should be? What was your preseason expectation, and then what you've seen so far?
I mean, my preseason expectation, I didn't think they were really be that great, honestly. I thought they'd be mediocre. I thought they had a chance at, you know, outworking women and giving some big fans. I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're missing like another big body, I think, to really kind of go up against, you know, probably Denver in the playoffs or trying to look that far into the season. But I think you still need that other second or third scorer to really come to life to help Steph out and take some pressure off of him, but also ease it up for other guys too. So if they can find that second and third scorer to be dominant and come to play every game, I think they'll have a better chance throughout the season.
CJ Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game. 10-year NBA veteran. He also played with the Warriors from 2007 to 2010. You know, the Warriors have a good young player in Jonathan Kuminga, but over the course of his, you know, first 4 or 5 years in the league, he's had a different role. He's come off the bench. He started at times. And can you talk about how difficult it is to for a young player to, you know, take the court one day as a substitute, then start the next day, then maybe start the next game, but Curry doesn't play, so they need you to do certain things. Then you play with Curry, and they want you to play perhaps another way. How difficult is it for a young player to grasp this system?
It's very difficult, but you know, it's the part of the business. Especially as a young player, your role is not kind of solidified probably maybe until year three or four, maybe even after that. So, but it is different. But if you can do those different type of roles and obviously step in when they need you and kind of take a backseat when Steph comes back, but also be his kind of wingman, it'll be better for you. But I think as you learn those different roles, you'll see what type of player you fit into and your role for that team, but also just your role in the league.
CJ, do you think it's realistic for a team that is reliant as the Warriors are on guys that are age 35 plus, especially considering the pace that we see night in and night out? It's fast. The game's faster than it's ever been. Young guys' athleticism, it feels like, are on display each and every night. The Warriors are going to see OKC, which probably has the most in the league. Like, do you think it's realistic that over the course of 82 games that this Warriors team can be a top six seed and avoid the play-in, or do you see them kind of being where they were last year?
I think kind of where they were last year, especially, you know, depending on the health of the older guys and how much the young guys can step up and kind of fill those roles when needed. So I definitely think, you know, they'll be in that situation, but hopefully, you know, with injuries and with the health of the team, they'll get maybe that sixth or seventh spot to where they don't have to play in the play-in games, and they can, you know, kind of take a deep breath and kind of just work their way to the playoffs.
C.J. Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Warrior and 10-year veteran in the NBA. You know, Steph Curry's 37 years old, C.J., and, you know, you played until you were 32. And I'm just wondering, at 32, did you still feel like you were the same player as you were at 25 in terms of how you felt physically?
No, I think those two numbers are very different. So, yeah, you're definitely going to get up there with age. I think, you know, Steph is still elite in what he does because he's one of the best shooters, if not the greatest shooter ever, and just the way he moves without the ball. But I think, obviously, yeah, with his age, he's probably still feels it, you know, maybe night in from night out. But I definitely think he's still one of those guys that can go out there and get you, you know, 30 points when needed, hit big shots, and definitely, you know, lead the team.
How did you, like... What did it feel like when you knew at 32 you weren't the same player as you were at 25? Like, how did it manifest itself in your game that you felt it?
You can just feel it. You know, you can feel it with the speed. You can feel it in the mornings when you wake up. The aches and pains kind of show themselves a lot more. You're not moving as fluid as you were once were at shoot arounds and stuff like that. But, you know, when the lights come on, that adrenaline starts to come back and you start to feel it for a while. And that's why I think Steph still has that energy in him, because he's still a big time player, still can make big shots and big moments. And that's what you need. And that's what this team needs from him.
That being said, CJ, of the younger guys on the Warriors, you know, on those nights where you're right, the lights come on and maybe the old guys just don't have it on that particular given night, like, which of the younger players on the Warriors do you think it falls on to essentially step up? You know, is it Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, there are other young players, or do you feel like it's more of a collective? Because it feels like they've struggled as a group to replace that kind of production, even when a Curry and Jimmy are out there, but they just don't have it on a given night.
Yeah, just like you said before, it's a lot different when those guys, Steph or Jimmy or Draymond, are not playing, but when they aren't playing, you guys have they have the green light. So I think it's a Mark collective. Kuminga has to do it. Moses Moody, Pazinski, like, they all have to do it together and find their way when those guys aren't on the court, but also when they are, because they still got need to. It's going to help them if they're all aggressive when Steph is on the court. When Jimmy is there, it's going to take a lot of burden off of them to ease them up. So and shore them up for offensive looks too. So if they can all be aggressive at all times, regardless of who's on the floor, it's going to make the whole team better.
C.J. Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, played for the Warriors from 2007 to 2010, and he played 10 years in the NBA, undrafted out of Tennessee, correct?
Yeah, undrafted, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Did you think you were going to get drafted, and what did you do the minute that the draft was over and you didn't get drafted?
Yeah, so I was supposed to get drafted. Detroit called my agent and said they would pick me with the last pick. I mean, I wasn't happy about it, but I was happy my name was going to get called, so it was pretty cool. But once that didn't happen, me and my agent just decided we would go overseas because I was a broke college kid and I didn't have any money. So that was the most money I've seen ever in my life at the time. So let's go overseas and continue to get better and make some money and, you know, also travel and see the world.
And then I forget, did you get a guaranteed contract when you started your career with the Warriors, or did you just come to camp?
No, I signed in January, like, 6th. I was
10-day.
Like, call up. Yeah, 10-day.
Gotcha.
And I signed one call up, then I signed the second one, then I signed the third one, and they had the guarantee for the rest of the year. So it was a pretty cool experience, but hectic and stressful.
Hey, CJ, to kind of pivot a little bit, as somebody who played with Steph in his infancy, his rookie season, someone who played against him as a competitor, and has now had a chance to see him over the course of some time beyond that. If I just asked CJ Watson what the legacy of Steph Curry is, how would you answer that?
It's a legacy built on, you know, people not giving you the respect that you thought you deserved, just through hard work and belief in itself that he, you know, can be the best player, best shooter ever, that this game has seen, and he's done that, and now his name will be in the record books. And for me, as a teammate of his, just to see him his rookie year to where he's grown to now as a superstar, not only in America but just worldwide, and he inspires people all over. So, you know, if he can do it, you know, why can't anybody else?
CJ, I got to ask you what you remember about, if anything, about Steph's first media day when he came in as a rookie. And Monte Ellis said, you know, I don't think we can play together. We're too small. And then Steven Jackson said, I want to get out of here. Do you remember that time? And what do you remember of it?
I don't really remember. I can barely remember what I did yesterday because I'm so old. But I definitely remember, like, you know, that I'm sure it was very hectic for him. But, you know, just to be drafted, you know, 7, and I'm sure he probably maybe wanted to go to New York. I don't know. But I definitely think him to come into that situation was kind of crazy. And it was just like a welcome to NBA moment. Like, it's not the college. This is the business. And people say what they want here. They do what they want, kind of. So I'm sure it was shocking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
team for him because he just wanted to come in and hoop, which was, you know, that was just Steph. So, but yeah, you know, he fought all that. He fought injuries and battled those things. And, you know, now I'm sure those guys wish they would have played with him or wanted to play with him.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there a player that you've played with who you got to see, again, you know, kind of the scope of their career, who you think has had a more unbelievable career than Steph Curry? Like, and more of an overachiever than him?
I mean, I don't know if anyone's probably overachieved more than Steph, but I would say D. Rose. But like I said, he didn't really overachieve because he was the MVP. He was the number one pick. But just the way he got injured and then came back and still had a successful career after that, I think is kind of remarkable. And you don't see that a lot. When guys get injured, you know, you hear about them, then they kind of fall off. But he still came back, fought through all those injuries, battled the, you know, media and kind of the mental part of it, and kind of fought back and still was able to, you know, walk on his own terms.
I got one for you, CJ. You played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five teams. Like, of the five teams you played on, do those franchises still like keep in touch with you and welcome you into the organization and so that you feel a part of it? How does that work after you retire, but you've had relationships with certain franchises?
Yeah, I think it just depends on the franchise. I know the Pacers are really good about that. They welcome the alumni all the time back. They actually flew me and my daughter to one of the finals games. So that was pretty cool. Like, wow. I didn't expect that at all. So it was pretty cool. Pay for our flight and hotel and everything. Like, I just wanted tickets to the game. I was going to pay for my flight and everything, but it was cool that they did that. The Bulls do the same thing. So like I said, it just depends on the franchise and, you know, and how supportive the alumni is of the franchise. But I think it's definitely needed because those guys, you know, they played, they worked hard, and everyone kind of impacts the franchise.
So tell me, the Warriors treat you well, though, too, right?
I haven't been back to a Warriors game yet. I want to, but I haven't yet.
You know what? I'm going to work on that.
Tell somebody to hit me and let me know.
I'll work on that.
Tell my guy Raymond Ritter to text me.
We're going to cut this audio and send it to him right now, CJ. Just because it's topical, I do want to ask you about Nico Harrison. Like, when he traded Luka Doncic, number one, were you understanding, or I don't know if a fan is the proper word of that move? And then 9 months later, they show him the exits. I don't know. It just seemed like just a kind of a cataclysmic mess up from the moment that it happened for a team that was on the cusp of playing for an NBA championship. I don't know. Like, what did you make of the last, I guess, 9 months of Nico Harrison's tenure? Were you surprised to see him fired today?
Yeah, I was definitely shocked. I definitely think it was like a lot of the fan stuff that had that kind of speculating. And I wasn't really a fan of the move, but let's just let you know that if one of the best one of the best players in the league can get traded, you know, anybody can get traded no matter what. So it's just, this is a part of the business, and you got to know that, you know, coming in, no matter how good you are, that things like that can happen.
All right, I got to ask you this. It's from a listener. Ask CJ if he's still got that blue Volkswagen Bug that he drove when he first came to the Warriors. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I never had a blue Volkswagen. I had a Tahoe. So when I first signed with the Warriors, after my contract got guaranteed, I had a Tahoe from college. I got it shipped to me, and I went to the barbershop in downtown Oakland to get a haircut. I walk back out to get my car, and my car is gone.
Oh, no.
That's my only instance of having a car. And I got the car back like a week later, and they tore out everything in the car. So that was my welcome to Oakland moment.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That's too bad, obviously. hey, man, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And hope you're doing well with the Quiet Storm Foundation. And if you got anything going on, you want to share with people about that organization, let us know right now.
Yeah, we're just doing free programs throughout the year, free basketball camp, and we also written some books too. You want to go purchase those, cjpins.com.
Awesome, man. Hey, take care. We love talking to you, and nothing but the best from back here in the Bay.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. CJ Watson, 10-year NBA vet.
Damn, Oakland. We also got to talk to Ritter.
Well, I also got to talk to the 510 who set me up.
Said he had a blue Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Well,
you're banned.
Maybe wouldn't have got
stolen.
Actually,
you know what? That's my fault. That is such a rookie mistake. No chance C.J. Watson's driving a Volkswagen Bug. I got schnookered.
Well, is there really a prototypical car that an athlete drives? I feel like it's just all preference. C.J. kind of seems like an understated guy.
Definitely. Very understated.
He's the Quiet Storm.
Yeah, he's when he played, man, he was super quiet. Like, super quiet. Just really soft-spoken guy.
But he's a straight shooter.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Talking about the Warriors, didn't have necessarily high expectations. You know, and probably some of that has to do with the fact that he knew that by the age of 32, like, things were not going the way that he wanted them to, didn't feel the same way, and he's probably just feeling like, how are these guys at this age going to get this done?
Yeah. Hey, I got good news for Warrior fans. Did you see that Jimmy Butler invited Jonathan Kuminga over to his house for dinner?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like you got a joke coming after it.
No, I don't. Apparently, Butler's going to, one of the things that he's going to tell him, it's funny because he said, I'm inviting him over after the game. And then he said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to tell him. And Butler said, what I'm going to tell him is, it doesn't matter if you have, I don't know where he got this number, but he said, it doesn't matter whether you score 79 points or 2 points. You know, it's about consistency and doing other things if you're not scoring. And I will say this, it does seem like Butler is taking an interest in Jonathan Kuminga.
That's a good thing.
Exactly. Why do you think? You think I'm a one-liner waiting to happen?
No, but you usually set up these kinds of stories like, all right, here comes the punchline. Well, of course Jimmy Butler would take it. He'd take Jonathan Kuminga under his wing because Jonathan Kuminga is a guy who is like something. I thought something was on its way. Usually you got like a kind of a smart little zinger behind every piece of news that most would consider positive.
I mean, it's okay.
Tell me what you really think about it.
It's not positive or negative.
Of course.
That he invited Jonathan Kuminga.
By the way, has anybody ever scored exactly 79 points in an NBA game?
71. David Thompson, I believe. Or not, maybe David Robinson.
David Robinson scored 70.
It came down to the last game of the year for the scoring title, and I got I'm right on the money with all the facts. I should say I'm close, I think. Lucas, am I close? David Robinson, 71.
73.
Okay.
So close.
He did score 71 in 94.
Was that the season finale? Several players have scored 73 points, according to the interwebs. One player scored 78 points. Would you like to guess who that player is?
Was that Maravich? No, he had 68. Maravich had 68, I believe. So you got the highest scoring games there in history?
Yeah, well, like they all belong to the same person.
Well, Chamberlain's got to be 78.
Yeah.
Remember that Kobe exhibition game where they let him shoot as much as Cade Cunningham?
Well, he had 81.
Yeah.
That was a real game.
That was like the 49ers opening drive scripted. Maravich, 68. Devin Booker, I think, had a 70.
Yeah, Luka scored 70, right?
73.
Who?
Luka, the guy that the dude who got fired today traded.
Right.
That one worked out for him. Imagine trading a guy who scored 73 points in an NBA game.
No, Chamberlain got traded. He scored 100. What's your point?
That's not bad. Who traded him? San Francisco?
He played for this. I don't know if he ever played in San Francisco.
He got traded from the Warriors to the Lakers?
No, he had to play in San Francisco. See?
Yeah, he did play in San Francisco because we talked to Steve Summers about it a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
You going to read that book?
No. I don't think so.
I'm out.
I'm with you, Kane. Stylebender. Nico's become a scapegoat.
For what?
For Dallas's. That's going to be a tough.
He traded the guy.
I didn't think it was.
Unless it comes out in a few years that he was ordered to trade Luka Doncic, there's culpability. You are the general manager of an NBA organization that traded its franchise player away.
You know what I was thinking?
That's a move that gets you fired, and 9 months later, he was fired. What's so hard to understand about that?
That we unfortunately didn't get to see the result of what Nico Harrison was trying to put together.
He didn't know that he was going to get the number one overall pick. That fell into his lap.
No, but he was going to get a high pick.
Imagine the Dallas Mavericks.
With Edgecombe? Exactly.
By the way, his stock's beginning to fall.
I know.
Imagine, no, well, they wouldn't have had a top three pick. I think they were, because they finished just outside the play-in. No. Or were they 10th and they lost in the play-in? Either way, my point is they had something like the 11th best odds to get the number one pick. Imagine that team did not receive the number one pick and they were in their current state, where Klay Thompson can't hit anything. Anthony Davis, shocker, is hurt, and Kyrie is sitting on the shelf with a torn ACL. They have the worst offensive rating in the last 20 years.
That's because they're focusing on defense.
A little too much. Maybe this does prove KD's point to Draymond Green that you need more of a bucket getter than a defensive player.
All right, help me on this. 707, Steiny, the Lakers were down the whole game until the fourth quarter when Kobe scored 81. Stop hating. Isn't that the last game of the year?
No, that was the last game of his career against the Jazz, where he's the only guy to score 60 in his last game.
Oh, so the 81.
Which, by the way, was on ESPN2, because that year the Warriors were on ESPN1, if that's even a thing, against the Memphis Grizzlies, playing for their 73rd win in the regular season. So not a lot of people saw that Kobe game until the Warriors won, and then they switched over.
So what year did he have 81?
Like 2006.
And then when did he retire?
It must have been 2016, because that's when the Warriors won 73.
Okay. All right. I got those games mixed up a little bit then.
It happens.
Yeah. Still, I mean.
In the 81 game, they were down 13 at halftime.
Oh.
I got faced. You guys don't use that anymore, do you?
Yeah, I was going to say, you better be careful.
Not in my face.
You better be careful.
Yeah, the 81 was against the Raptors. I remember that. For some reason, I just got it mixed up with his last game of the year. Cue it up, Risotto. I was wrong.
It's somewhere in there. But
he still was a gunner. I mean, come on now.
Well, yeah, didn't he average like 35 that year?
Probably. Shots?
No. Well, he didn't pull a Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, you know, back in the day. And you know what? We could bring it back. Risotto, when I say face, do you know what that means?
You're a young kid. I have no idea.
You got to stop repeating that.
Lucas, do you have any idea what face means?
Based on context, I can figure it out.
Yeah, that's what we used to say back in the day when I used to, you know, I'd put one on you I'd rise up over you.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
Wait, shoot over you, make a bucket.
Use it face. In a sentence?
Here's the sentence. Face. That's the sentence.
He was faced?
In your face?
It was short for in your face.
Yeah, but better than just face.
No, I think face actually sounds better. You make a jumper, face. We used to say that all the time.
It's like you say
right,
in mouth.
I was wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You ever take 45 shots in a game?
No. I took 25. I was 10. You know what? I just read that survey of myself. And
you want to read it for the audience?
No, but I'm not going to self-reference anymore.
Yeah.
Apparently I do it too much. No, I never took 45 shots.
They're trying to get me to take that test, by the way.
Okay.
I don't want to learn about myself.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Warriors, Oklahoma City tonight. And defending champions. Oklahoma City Thunder, but I do think the Warriors, 7.5 is the line. 7.5. I don't like the Warriors tonight. What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. I was wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.